This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 294, Living to Learn Academic Vocabulary for IELTS Writing Task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk to Dana, a Three Keys student, about his writing anxieties. We talk about how to expand our high-level vocab, when to get feedback, and how to be prepared for real writing success. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with a very special student from Indonesia. Dana, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Dana. I'm from Indonesia.
And what time is it there?
12 midnight.
Oh my gosh. So Dana is staying up very late to talk to me in Portland, Oregon, trying to find the time to talk to students around the world can be difficult. So thank you for staying up so late, Dana.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, cool. So Dana, why are you here today?
Pardon?
Why are you on the show today? What are you worrying about?
Okay, actually, I have taken IELTS for 3 times, and I'm not satisfied about that.
Oh, 3 times. Wow. So what kind of scores did you get?
First, I got 6. Second, I got 6. And the last one, I got 6.5. But it's fluctuative, the scores.
So what do you need to get?
At least 7 or 7.5. Because everything is 6, speaking is 7.5, and writing is always 5.5. So weaknesses in writing.
Is that why you decided to take our course? Was mainly for the writing?
Yeah. Because I saw you in the YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I practiced for speaking. I got 5.5. Before that, I didn't join on your course, and I just follow you on YouTube only on speaking, and then I jump 5.5 to 7.5.
Oh my god!
I follow your tips.
That's amazing! Whoa!
Okay. Yeah.
What do you?
For example, you said that put it like this, and I remember and some.
So what, can you think of anything like specific from the YouTube videos that helped you raise your speaking score so much?
Yeah, you give some tips that million vocabulary word.
Okay, that's awesome. That's cool. Okay. So I think we're mainly here today to talk about how to improve your writing. Yeah?
Yeah. I need your suggestions for that.
Okay. So what's your first question? What's one of the things you're having a tough time with in writing?
Actually, you know that first is my energy is getting lower because I must work hard on listening and reading.
Yeah.
And then in writings, so my energy is getting low.
Yeah.
And then, you know that it's when I got low energy and, you know, the ability to memorize words is, you know, disappear and difficult to write it down.
So how are you trying to memorize words now?
Right now, I just, yeah, that's my questions that I wrote in my email.
Okay.
So, right now I just write a word. And then give the detail of the meaning of the word. Do you have suggestions how to memorize million dollar word?
$1 million words, yeah. In English, we also say like 50-cent words for like high level vocabulary or like special words. Well, first of all, you need to be pulling vocabulary from interesting sources. Okay, something that your mind is already engaged in. Where are you looking for vocabulary?
Based on your suggestion in the map roadmap. So when I read a magazine, online magazine,
okay,
it's difficult to find a real magazine in my city.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything we need is online anyway. So, start looking at high level sources like the New York Times, right? Or if you want to go British, you can use the Guardian newspaper. Mm-hmm. But don't read articles that you're not interested in for this purpose. You know, your mind has to be engaged in it. Okay. Or else it's boring. You're not going to remember. And like you said, I mean, your energy is already feeling kind of low. So don't challenge yourself or bore yourself any more than you have to. So find stuff that you're interested in. Okay. Or even like a novel would be great. Okay. Yeah. And then when you do find words that you, like you said, these million-dollar words, put them in a vocabulary notebook. But the key is to not write down too many, because we can't memorize that many words. Our brains are limited. So for every article you read, or if you're reading a novel, okay, like for just a chapter, only write down two or three words. That's it. Choose the best, most interesting two or three words that you can. And then maybe start a new vocabulary notebook. Okay, Dana? Like from this point forward, start a new one now. Start fresh. And then for everything you read, write down two or three words. Write the definition in English, of course, and an example sentence. You could get the example sentence from the dictionary if you want, from dictionary.com. But this last step is the most important. You have to also write a sentence using the word, but your own sentence. Okay. All right? Like put it in your own context. Mm-hmm. Okay? And Dana, if you're not sure if you're using the word or not correctly, then you can post the sentence in our closed Facebook group. Right. And other students in the course and myself and Lindsay will comment on it and tell you if it's a good sentence or not. Mm-hmm. All right. So after you have started building your vocabulary notebook, now it's time to use it, right? Mm-hmm. So as you're practicing the essays, let me pause here for a second. Dana, are you practicing writing out the essays every week?
Actually, I just in the roadmap of this first lessons in writing class one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you haven't finished the writing module yet?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So your test is in September, right? Yep. Okay. Yep. So how long do you have before your test?
Maybe around half month, a half, one and a half month.
A month and a half. Okay, great. So. Yeah. Finish the writing module. After you finish the writing module and start now, start now building your vocabulary notebook, right? Okay. And then after you finish the writing module, you need to take 2 or 3 weeks before the exam. You need to sit down twice a week and write out both essays. Okay. But don't worry about timing yet. All you need to do, maybe you should start doing this as soon as you finish the writing module, let's say 4 weeks before. Okay, so okay. 2 weeks from now, okay. 2 weeks from now, start sitting down twice a week and writing out both essays. Don't worry about time. All you're worried about now is writing a good essay, right? Okay. So have that vocabulary notebook in front of you. As you're writing, constantly look at the vocab notebook and think about what words you can use and try and use as many of those new words as you can in your writing. Okay, so do that for a couple weeks. And then 2 weeks before the exam, then you have to start timing yourself. Okay, so that means you sit down two or three times a week, sit down for 1 hour, write out both essays. And then when you finish writing, then still use your vocab notebook. Go back to that vocab notebook and look at those words and fill them in. Be like, which words could I also use in this essay? And then fill them in. That's just going to further cement those words in your head. So you're more likely to use them on test day. All right. Okay.
So I repeat. And so 2 weeks after this, I practice twice a week to write without see the time.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks before test, I must write in simulation like the test, yeah.
Exactly. But don't forget that the key here is the vocabulary notebook, right, in both stages, okay? So at first you're using it while you write, and then in the 2 weeks before the exam, just check it after you write. And check and see which words could I have used in this essay, and then go ahead and fill them in.
So special that word that in italic that in your course here.
Yes. Yeah. So those words as well. You can in the bonus section of our course we have an academic vocabulary list, right? So add those words to your vocabulary notebook along with the words you're getting from reading the newspaper. Okay. Hi guys, if you want to start learning all the top writing strategies, the simple way to get the highest scores on the writing exam, get into our course. You can check it out now at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Cool. Is there another question you have about writing?
Is it possible to learn writing without feedback, Jessica?
That's a really good question. And you know what? It's kind of difficult to say because honestly, for some students, it is possible. Okay. The way that we structured our course is to try and give you all the tools you need to do this on your own, right? So there are checklists to use for when you're proofreading your essay. There are certain things I ask you to look for, right? To train your brain into fulfilling those examiner requirements. Okay. And honestly, for some students, that's been enough. Yeah. For a lot of students, that's been enough. They just go through the course. They do this on their own. And then they pass with sevens, with eights in the writing. So yeah, sometimes you don't need feedback. However, not everyone has that confidence, you know, and for not everyone, they're at that level. So you do, if you think it's necessary, right? If you feel like, if you look at your essay and you think, I am not sure if I did this right, I don't know. I don't know if I answered this question correctly or if my ideas are specific enough or if this vocabulary is right. Like if you still have a lot of questions about your writing, then yeah, you do need feedback. Okay. So we have those, the power hours 3 times a month. And that's when you meet with me for an hour and other students in the course, and you get personalized, detailed feedback on your writing and speaking. Mm-hmm. Okay. But only do that if you've already finished the writing and speaking modules and you've already done lots of practice. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's when it's most useful, when I can give you the best feedback. Okay. There's also writing packages that you could do where you email me essays and I email you detailed feedback on your essays. But again, like, I don't want students to waste time or money. So this is your last step for after you've already done everything yourself. And if you still aren't sure, then you could use me as a resource.
Okay.
Yeah. So good question. And don't be afraid to post stuff in the closed Facebook group. You can post an essay, you know, and other students will comment on it. If they don't, that's okay. You still practiced writing an essay. But the students in our Facebook group are really good about commenting and reading and interacting with each other. So that's also an option. Okay.
Okay. So the competition is weekly or twice? The writing.
Well, okay, so that's another thing. Yeah, we have the Writing Wizard Contest. That's once a month. So you can enter your essay in there, and then you could upgrade for feedback, and then I'll also email you detailed feedback on your essay. Okay, so that's once a month, and then power hours are 3 times a month. So we're getting kind of detailed about our course, listeners. Don't worry. all the advice I've given Dana today is easily applicable for all you guys. But just so you know, this consult, like I'm doing now with Dana, that's very personal to his specific questions. This is only available to students in our course, right? Mm-hmm. And then all these extra options for getting feedback from me about specifically how to raise your writing and speaking scores. Again, those are only available options for the students in our course, right? Okay, cool. Dana, I think we have time for one more question. Do you have any last question about writing?
I have an experience when I did my last writing and I got 5.5. I stuck with the idea.
Okay. You mean like in writing task 2, you weren't sure about the topic?
Yeah. I think about the death sentence, and I don't like it for the topic, and I really could play the hesitation if I, for the future, if I find the topic that I do not interest, and I got stuck. What do you think, Jessica?
Well, there's... Dana, you have to pretend to be interested. You can't choose the topic. And you never know what you're going to get. So in order to prepare, it's not about, being interested or having any specific opinion about the topic, right? Like, that doesn't matter. Remember, all that matters is your ability to communicate clearly in English. So you have to be able to talk about a wide variety of topics. Okay. In order to do this, you really need to start going after that culture of thinking that Lindsay and I talk about. And that means you just have to read widely. You have to put as many ideas in your head about as many topics as you possibly can. All right. So 3 times a week, you need to be reading the newspaper, New York Times, The Guardian, and really force yourself to read about topics you're not interested in.
Okay.
And this is a different purpose than vocab, right? This is purely about ideas. So don't use these readings for vocab. You can if you want, but I think we should isolate the skills and focus on one thing at a time, right? So in this case, when you're just reading for comprehension and ideas, don't so much worry about vocab or anything else. Just take in the ideas, okay? Yeah. All right, but you really have to force yourself to think outside of the box, right? Expose yourself to topics that you don't normally care about, because again, that might happen on your next test too. You know, you might get a writing task 2 question and you're like, oh my God, housing for lower income people. I don't know. I don't care about this. Too bad. You have to write about it. So start now, Dana. Start exposing yourself to these ideas that you don't normally think about.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Okay. So to sum up, guys, Dana had three really, really good questions about writing today. Very specific questions. I do recommend listening to this episode a couple times and taking notes because I know that a lot of listeners out there are having these same questions. So I really hope that our time today has helped you guys. And Dana, I hope it helped you as well. So Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Okay.
And I guess it's time for you to go to sleep.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool.
Of course.
All right. Have a good night, Dana.
Okay, good night.
All right, bye.
Bye, Jessica. Nice to talk with you.
You too, man. All right.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.